Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. CopBlock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A federal judge issued an extension to allow Blooming Prairie's chief of police and a Still County deputy sheriff time to respond to a lawsuit filed against them last month. A Blooming Prairie family is accusing Chief Paul Wayne and Deputy Sheriff Greg Skillstad of false imprisonment, home invasion, and defamation. It started with a disagreement over a car Valanche Garcia purchased on eBay. Garcia says the vehicle was not as described and tried to reach an agreement over returning the vehicle to the seller. The two agreed that Garcia would fix the car and split the funds after selling it. The seller in New Jersey then reported it stolen. New Jersey police then contacted Blooming Prairie Police. The lawsuit claims that in April, Chief Wayne and Deputy Skillstad forced their way into the family's home without a warrant. It alleges that Chief Wayne pinned the man to the wall and berated him in front of his children. Court documents say that Garcia was told he would not be arrested if he paid $3,500 to the seller, which the family says they did not have. Garcia says the police then seized the vehicle, keys, and title. Chief Wayne returned several days later, saying Garcia needed to pay $2,500 or go to jail. Garcia's wife, Ashley, says she gave a check to police for $2,000. She claims Chief Wayne told her, "Here, I'll give this back to you and put handcuffs on you and take you to jail right now. Is that what you want? Would that make you happier?" Wayne then called the seller to tell him he got the money. The wife says Chief Wayne told her no report was filed and returned the keys, vehicle, and title. The Garcia family is seeking $930,000 plus damages and legal fees. No trial date has been set. In other news, in only 5 years on the force, Officer Sterling Wheaton has already been named in half a dozen lawsuits. The latest comes from Janine Costantino, who claims Wheaton assaulted her at Caesars Casino last year. Costantino says Officer Wheaton arrested her brother after he got into an altercation with another patron. "Wheaton had my brother in a headlock, and his arms were limp and his legs were weak," Costantino said. "I screamed out that it was police brutality and that I was videotaping it all." That's when she claims Wheaton turned on her. "He was running at me, and he says, 'Give me the phone, you bitch,'" she says. "He grabbed my bun, and he was slamming my forehead into the floor." Wheaton then arrested Costantino, but court records show the charges against her were later dropped. She says she'll never forget what one officer told her on the night of the incident. He's like, "Oh, that's your first mistake. You shouldn't have been videotaping police officers." The Atlantic City Police Department is also at the center of another lawsuit from one of their own. Sergeant Mark Benjamin sued the department after claiming he received death threats for reporting police misconduct to his superiors. Are these really the types of people you trust to protect you? That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. Because all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.